Charles, what about the perspective on a Manning and the kind of comeback, the legendary comeback that he achieved this past week, and what that means for his confidence going into this game?
Well, you know, I'm kind of torn between pulling between Peyton and Brian Urlacher, because I'm on that list, the dreaded great player who never won a championship.
I'm on it too.
I was glad, it's really unfortunate. Peyton Manning is going to go down. Whether he wins the Super Bowl or not, he's one of the great quarterbacks of all time. And Brian Urlacher is obviously one of the great football players in NFL history. But when I watch sports, I always root for the guy who's on the list with me. Me and Karl Malone and Gale Sayers and Ted Williams and Patrick Ewing and Dick Butkus. It's just amazing, like, first of all, I never knew some of those guys. I mean, obviously I knew about the NBA guys, but, you know, Ted Williams and Gale Sayers and Dick Butkus and Warren Moon. There's so many great, great players who never won a championship. So I'm kind of torn on the game. But obviously I think Peyton's going to have he's going to be higher on the totem pole than Brian at the end of the game, because offense, people get more credit for that. But I'm going to be happy for one of those guys just to get his name off the list. You know, I saw Dan Marino last week. I said, who you pulling for? He said, well, you know, Peyton's on the list with us. So I saw Peyton last year at the Final Four. I said, man, go ahead and win a championship. You can get off the list with us guys. And I really pull for guys like that. So between him and Urlacher, I haven't decided, but one of them going to get that gorilla off their back.